No matter who you are, a top rookie, a journeyman, an established veteran, or a free agent rookie, everyone faces mental and physical challenges. The six-week journey through training camp and the preseason requires a tremendous level of preparation, concentration, focus, and perseverance. Each player faces a different level of stress throughout the journey, but the cold, hard numbers don't lie. 90 players are in Mankato, and only 53 will be left on the opening day roster when the season begins on September 11th.
The most important thing to do is to look at it one day at a time, because if you look at the big picture, it's, you know, overwhelming. So if every day you go out there, work on one thing specific, get it done, you can't look at the depth chart, you can't get caught in the numbers game. You just got to do the best you can and, you know, put the best film out that you can put out, and that's all you can control.
At training camp, players sweat out every dropped pass, missed assignment, or blown coverage. Not only are the simple mathematics of 37 players being cut from the current roster part of the equation, but a depth chart that coaches constantly monitor.
It's dig to impress. I mean, I still feel like I got to come out here and impress every day. I mean, that's my mindset, that's my standard. I got to come out here and give everything I got each and every play. And that's how I think most guys approach it. It doesn't matter if you're drafted first round or undrafted. Guys undrafted do feel like they have to go a little harder, which is true, because it's a business and we understand that. But it's important to come out here and give everything you got throughout training camp, especially as a young guy, because you want to get recognized. You want people to see you on tape, and the eye in the sky don't lie. So if you're not giving it everything, that's it.
I mean, it's in the back of our minds, but really what it comes down to is you playing your best, you know, and let the chips fall where they may. You know, there's obviously camp battles everywhere, and it's always like that. But what it comes down to is playing your best and the best you can to make your position better.
While many of the 22 starting spots are close to finalized, there are positions still up for grabs. Performances both on the practice field and preseason will go a long way in determining whose name is called in the starting lineup in the opener.
You know, these are the guys we have, and so we're going to try to make them the best players that we can be and how we can fit them all together. I think all that stuff kind of takes care of itself in game action. And, you know, to me, it's more about when you're going up against somebody else, how you perform against that person. All the coaches, you know, they try to evaluate guys every day, but it's just human nature. And okay, this guy did good against so-and-so today. He didn't do quite as well. But some guys, when the game lights come on, they perform much better.
But training camp and the preseason isn't just about fighting for a roster spot or trying to earn the starting job. It's also about coming together as a team, improving together, and preparing for the 2016 season.
He spent all offseason trying to put the most competitive 90-man roster you can put together. We've got a taste of what we have as a football team through our offseason program. But the number one thing, the number one goal is, and Coach Zimmer is great at this, is keeping the team focused on task at hand and what we have to get accomplished each day we're down there. We're not looking forward to the first game of the season yet, or looking forward to the first home opener, to everything else that's going to happen in 2016. You have to go down there and just be focused on what you have to get out of training camp in Mankato. Then the other things will fall in place.
The long journey from Mankato to Nashville is still over a month away. Lots of football will be played in the next 6 weeks, but each and every day brings the same importance for all 90 players in the Vikings roster. Proving you deserve a spot, pushing for that starting role, or just making sure you're ready to play when the 2016 season kicks off in Tennessee.
Coming out here, making sure we don't make the same mistake twice, doing the little things right, and continue to work hard. I mean, we got one goal, like I said, and that's to win our first game. And we just got to continue to work hard and do what we do.
We've worked extremely hard this offseason. The coaches have worked extremely hard. The players have really worked hard to try to improve. We want to build off what we were able to accomplish last year. So that is the time of year where, you know, now it begins. What is the Minnesota Vikings story going to be? And that starts day one down to training camp.
The preceding has been a presentation of